We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Replacing Kobus is going to be really tough, but And that's another pass from the 42-yard line from Kraft and complete at the other 40-yard line at number 47, Aaron Kinsler. So that's another first down. That's a gain of 18 on that play. And suddenly, Harbor Beach is moving the ball. They're into Panther territory with little over 45 seconds, and there's the no-huddle offense. Kraft back to pass once again from the spread. This was a screen pass, number 45. Still Klasky, who breaks through that tackle, but then faces another one at the 43-yard line. That's going to be a loss of three on the play. And with 31 seconds left, there's a timeout. Harbor Beach is going to talk this one over. And I guess we're going to stick with this one here. We want to notice all the seniors here for the Harbor Beach Pirates. We have number 8, Tyler Krueger, a 5'10", 165 senior running back and defensive back. Then we have number 18, Kurt Messing, who is actually the backup quarterback for the Pirates, also a linebacker at 5'10", 170. Then we have 21, Evan Blanchard, a tight end defensive end at 5'9", 165. And 22, Gavin Colbert, tight end linebacker, 6'2", 200. Then we have to go all the way down to number 57, Donald Glass. Number 61, Cody Buff, the starting center. And then Alex Schwartz, Tom Sutherland. That's the extent of these seniors on this team. And then we have a whole bunch of 11s and a few 10s. The most notable 10 is number 12, Eli Kraft, the quarterback. He's a sophomore this year. He'll be back for his second year under the helm as a junior. And then watch out as a senior. And then number 50, George Sutherland, who was actually brought up as a sophomore. And then we have some others up from JV. But number 2, Travis Essmaker, is also going to be a great asset as well. This was another pass, number 47, Aaron Ginther. He grabs that one right before it hit the turf at the gain of 14, just shy of the first down. Or nope, they gave it to him. So now it's a gain of 14 and a pass complete to number 47, Aaron Ginther. They're out to the 30-yard line. Another timeout called by Harbor Beach with 21 seconds left in this one.
Yeah, the Harbor Beach move the ball here at the end. Maybe they could put her in the end zone here. Cap off still very good here for Harbor Beach, and they brought a lot of excitement to the town. The Summit match. You know, congratulations to them. Congratulations to all. Congratulations to all the playoff teams.
And when I talked to Troy Shelkin in the coach's corner of the early August, he was expecting to still be a rebuilding year. I don't think anyone expected, you know, undefeated regular season and get to the regional playoffs here, regional finals, take on Saginaw Bell and give them a run for their money in the first half here. It's only 7-0 at halftime. So first and 10 for the Pirates at the Duvall 30-yard line with 21 seconds left. Trips right, one man to the left, and Klasky in the backfield for Kraft looking back to pass. Pass to number 45, Sloan Klasky comes out of the backfield, brought down the, all nearly brought in by 45 Klasky, but hit the ground incomplete. With 14 seconds left, it's still second and 10.
Yeah, kind of a weird play there. Sloan had his hands there. I think he was bobbling it a little bit. It kind of got tossed right into the Duvall corner there, but I think he ended up dropping it there. And second and 10 here, and Harbor Beach still trying to stamp that ball in the end zone.
Two receivers out each way. Klasky's coming out of the backfield again. Kraft back to pass. Nothing going here, so he's going to keep it for himself. Hits about 5 yards, breaks another tackle, and he's out for the first down. He's out to the 10-yard line and finally pushed out of bounds at the 7-yard line with 2 seconds remaining. That was the crash we knew all season. That was a gain of 23 on the play with 2 seconds left around the 7-yard line first and goal.
Now, did they get out of bounds or did they call a timeout?
I believe they actually got pushed out of bounds. The official did not roll the arm around himself. He actually waved him over the top of it. So the Knicks are set. It's first and goal from the 7-yard line with 2 seconds left. Harbor Beach is going to have one chance here to get on the board tonight. And they're coming out in the spread formation, 2 out each way with Klasky in the backfield. And that's going to be Kraft keeper. And he gets stopped.
Get in.
And then he got in.
Good.
He got in and with no time left. Kraft got into the end zone. The arms went up from the officials. And just like that, the shutout is over. But Harbor Beach's season comes to a close. The final score here, 28-6. He did not get it.
Oh.
It changed the ruling. One official said yes, the other one said no. So the shutout stands for the Duvall Panthers. It's 28-0 after they called back the touchdown. 28-0. We'll be back right after this to wrap this thing up from Saginaw Duvall. Keep locked on WLEW.
The love of the game is what attracts people to their favorite sport as players. Once your playing days are over, you can keep that passion alive by becoming a registered high school game official. We always need people who love sports and love working with kids to get involved. Signing up is easy. To become a registered high school